smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, number 14 for February 21st, 2008. I'm Fred Green. Today, we're going to Ask Kenny. The goal of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf is to provide you with inside information about specific golf gear, answer your questions about what to look for when buying new golf products, and talk to industry experts regarding the latest trends in technology. If you need help with specific questions about your needs, we've got Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist at Edwin Watts Golf, here to help. To submit your question, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the button labeled Ask Kenny. If we use your question on the show, we'll send you a free Golf Smarter Edwin Watts Golf hat. Limit one per customer. Ask Kenny is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and edwinwattsgolf.com. Hi, Kenny.
Good morning, Fred. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing absolutely fine. Good thing the listeners do not know how long it took you to do that intro.
And it's so good to talk to you again because, we got very used to talking to each other once a week, but now every other week is difficult for me. I miss you. But we have the other part of it is that we get a lot of questions that we have to go over, but we have the time to do it now. So what do you say?
Let's rock and roll with it. I'm excited about it, though. I mean, we are getting tons of questions, and all of them are very good. It's hard for us to sit here and decipher through them and figure out which ones we're going to use.
Yeah, actually, we've been on the line for, got to be honest with people, we've been on the line for nearly an hour because we had to go through 9 pages of questions to try to figure out which ones to do because we obviously can't go through every single one. Plus the fact that we're doing a giveaway today. We're going to be talking about the discounts for listeners. And there's some other announcements at Edwin Watts Golf that you want to talk about later as well, right?
That is correct, sir.
Or do you want to talk about it right now?
We can talk about it now if you'd like. Go ahead and get it out of the way.
Sure, go ahead. You tell them.
We've made some exciting changes with our pre-owned section of our internet. Now you could actually click on our used golf club buttons over on the left side nav bar, and you can actually purchase a used golf club on our website as well as a brand new 3-wood to go with your driver, golf balls, you name it. It's all one checkout now, which we're very excited about. Before, we were using a third party for our pre-owned, and you were having to check out with them and then come back and check out with us if you wanted to get anything to go with it. So we're very excited about that. And be on the lookout for a new web design. We actually use Commerce. It's a WebSphere product, and we are launching a new website design that should be up and running hopefully the end of March or sometime in April. It's going to be extremely nice, and we're very excited about it.
That's awesome. Oh, that's I can't wait to see it. But if you don't mind, I'd like to get to these questions because we have a lot of them. We have some questions that require quick answers, and then we have some questions that will let you elaborate a little bit more. We're going to start with Aaron West, who writes to us from Old Hickory, Tennessee. And he said as he played a lot of golf when he was a kid, and that was a while ago, and recently he went out and bought some new equipment, which he was fitted for at the Edwin Watts Golf Shop in Nashville.
Go Eric Mumford.
You got it. And he's now back into the game with full force. He said, I bought mostly Nike clubs after going through a proper fitting and have a 4-through pitching wedge and an AW. Now, I'm not familiar with the angle wedge, though. When would I use it over a pitching wedge?
Yeah, one of the most important clubs in your bag, actually. The A wedge for them actually stands for approach wedge. You'll see other manufacturers use a GW for gap wedge, or Ping uses a UW for utility wedge, or FW for fairway wedge. Real quick, the gap between the pitching wedge and the sand wedge is about 8 degrees. Typically, a standard pitching wedge is 48 degrees, and a pitching wedge is 56 degrees. So there was a huge void there. So it was probably about 10 years ago when the manufacturers really started to concentrate on the big gap there and started making wedges to fill that void. So typically there, if you have a 48-degree pitching wedge and a 56-degree sand wedge, the gap wedge needs to be around 52 degrees to keep your set increment at 4 degrees where it's supposed to be. And, hey, for me personally, I hit a sand wedge 100 yards, And I hit my pitching wedge probably, if I hit it good, I hit it 130. So that's a large void in an area that I'm around on the golf course quite a bit, you know, anywhere between 100 and 130. So if I want to hit it 110 yards, I was either having to back off a pitching wedge quite a bit or really try to go after a sand wedge. And with the addition of the gap wedge, it's easy to take a nice smooth swing and hit it 110 or 115 yards. So good question, but definitely a club that everybody should have in their bag.
And on the sand wedge, you don't necessarily want to hit a sand wedge if, say, you're on the hard surface, right? It just makes it more difficult to hit because of the bounce.
Well, it can. But if you are, let's say you hit a sand wedge 80 yards, and you're at 80 yards and you're on hard pin, you just have to be careful that you don't hit behind the ball and make the club bounce into the ball and you blade it. You want to make sure that you take a nice swing and pinch it down into the ground. You still use a sand wedge. I use it on hard pan or on soft fairways or what have you. That's a shot that you probably need to try to practice sometimes.
Okay. If you don't mind, Aaron had another quick question here. He's wondering if getting a hybrid or two would help fill the gap between the 3-wood and the 4-iron. Specifically, which degree hybrid should he be looking for?
Well, he needs to look at distance, what he's hitting his 3-wood and then what he's hitting his 4-iron. But definitely he would look at anywhere from 16, 18, or 22 degrees to try to fill that void. What he needs to probably do is demo those clubs and figure out, you know, where's the happy medium? Because obviously he's hitting his 3-wood a whole lot further than he is his 4-iron. So there's a big void there. And where are you at when you play most of the times? What void are you trying to fill? But he definitely needs to get a club in there to fill that void.
All right, well, let's go to the next question. This is from James Roscoe, who's writing to us from Pasig, Philippines. And he's a 24 handicap. And says, this is really interesting. Clearly, he practices with all his clubs, but he can't carry all his clubs. And he realizes that he hits his 3-iron, his hybrid 18, and his 5-wood all 190 yards and wants to know which is the better club to keep in his bag.
It would either be the hybrid or the 5-wood. The reason I say that is they're a lot more versatile on the golf course, especially if you're in the rough or you want to use it off the tee on shorter par 4s or long par 3s. And if I had to lean between the two, I would try to find the one that's more consistent, and that would probably be the hybrid because the shaft is going to be a little bit shorter than the 5-wood. So traditionally speaking, if you have a shorter shaft, you're going to be more consistent with it. So if I had to give him some advice without seeing his golf swing or knowing how he hits a golf ball, I would say the hybrid would probably be the best club for him to choose. One, it's very versatile. It doesn't tend to close down when you're in the rough. What I mean by that, the grass doesn't tend to wrap around the hosel like it does an iron and just shut it down and you hit a low hook. You can use it off the tee extremely easy, and in the fairway, it gets the ball up really easy. It's a great, great golf club to have.
There you go. That's a good answer, too. Joe Dolan of Wazian, Ohio, wants to know about a GPS to carry around them. I love carrying around my GPS. I think it just not only helps the pace of play, but it helps my confidence. And he was thinking of the GPS by Golf Logix. Is that a product that he can get as discount as a Golf Smarter and Golf Better listener?
That would be correct. Okay. You can get it right on the website. Just put in your coupon code. You'll be good to go. There's a lot of great new GPS technology coming out. Very excited about it.
Awesome. Are you guys going to be carrying more than Golf Logix and Sky Caddy?
Yes, we are. There's going to in a new catalog that comes out the end of March. We're going to be having quite a few new GPS systems that are on the market. We're going to be carrying quite a few of them.
Question number 4 from Richard Fleischer of Winnipeg, Canada. Last year, a friend of mine had his Adams pitching wedge stolen out of his bag. How tacky is that? That sucks. He asked me if anyone sells this Adams pitching wedge individually, as he can't find one. The time that he's asked, he's been informed that they don't sell them individually, so he thought he would ask Kenny, does Adams sell an individual pitching wedge?
Yeah, he's asking the wrong people. If it's a current line club, then yes, you can get the pitching wedge. You don't have to buy a whole set or anything. We can call Adams and order the pitching wedge exactly the way it is in his set. Not a problem. If it's an antiquated club, then they might not be able to make it anymore, but we can get him an Adams pitching wedge that'll have basically the same characteristics.
Okay. We have these ones that we labeled quick answers. So you ready for some quick ones?
Shoot.
Okay, here we go. First one. I have a slice that I have not been able to get rid of. I play about 8 times a year and shoot just north of 100. I'm 6'2", 220 pounds with an average swing speed. What driver would you recommend I purchase to help my slice?
I mean, he doesn't play a lot at all. So that's the common, that's the big problem there. If there was one driver out there that just cured everything, I would definitely suggest it to you. But there's not. One thing I would definitely look at would be some of the new square technology because they have a higher moment of inertia. They help bring the ball back to the middle of the fairway because it sounds like you're mishitting it somewhere in the swing. You know, without seeing you, it's hard for me to say exactly which one would help. But any of the drivers that have the new higher moment of inertia, whether it be Callaway, whether it be TaylorMade, whether it be Titleist, whether it be Ping, whoever it is, if you can demo them would be great. If you can't, you know, go with whatever your gut tells you on that, but it should definitely help. But he just doesn't play a lot. You know, 8 times a year is not a lot of golf. He wants to go out there and have fun, and typically that starts with your tee shot because I know I didn't have very much fun the last time I played, and it was my tee shot.
Then I got to tell you, then I had a blast last time I played.
It wasn't the driver. It was definitely the drivee. So, but yeah, look at the square technology or any driver that has the higher moment of inertia.
And if you'd like to learn more about that, I recommend that you go back to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, episode number 1, when we had the engineers on talking about the high MOI drivers.
Great call there, Fred.
Thank you. Another quick question. This is from Joe Dalton in Thane, Wyoming, and he says he lives in a rural area and would like to find a location with a launch monitor. How do I find one? Ask your local pro.
Half horse will travel.
Be nice, Kenny.
In Wyoming, I would just say go ask a pro. If not, he can give me a call, and I'll try to call the Vector launch monitors who we use and see if they have anybody in that area that has actually purchased one. I'll be happy to do that. He can either give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll try to track one down for him.
And you can find Kenny, if you want to call him, his number is 1-800-874-0146, extension 169. And you can find Kenny's column at the Edwin Watts Golf website by clicking on the Nick's Picks button, you'll find. And Kenny has a regular column where he reviews stuff, and it has his email address right there. You just click and send him an email. So go ahead and take care of that. Here's one from Steve McLeod of Franklin, Tennessee. I recently sent an email to Fred to ask why Edwin Watts doesn't carry or plan to carry McGregor golf equipment in its retail stores. Is this true?
McGregor is in all of our retail stores, so I find that that's just not true. I mean, we carry all of the McGregor products. We're very good partners with McGregor Golf and very excited about our relationship and the new products that are coming out.
Oh, yeah? We've given away an NVG2 driver, too.
We have no plans of not.
Are we going to get them on the show at some point?
Yes, because Don White, who's their premier club maker for all their tour players, I want to get him on the show so he can talk about some of the things that he's able to do. And as we discussed before, I saw him basically custom grind Aaron Baddeley's golf clubs by hand with no mold or anything, just by sight. And it was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen in the golf business. So love to get them on. We're a great partner with McGregor. They're going to be in our retail stores. They are in our retail stores. So I don't know which store he was at, but we are carrying their products.
Okay. Gerald Cordova of San Gabriel, California, says he's been playing golf for about 1.5 years. He was 50 when he picked up his first set of clubs. He's had a few lessons from the pros at his local course. Now, talking about purchasing clubs, the first set of clubs that he bought was about $130 right off the shelf. He was pretty satisfied with them until he started dimpling the faces on a couple of the irons. He decided to buy a little higher quality set of irons, and he bought the Lynx irons from a major golf retailer. This retailer has a computer swing analysis set up on site. They let me swing a couple of clubs to see if I liked them. The clubs felt okay to me, so I bought them. Is this the extent of club fitting I should expect from a beginning level player, or is there more to it than just this? Would it be different if I had purchased higher end clubs?
It doesn't matter what end golf clubs you buy. The fitting's typically going to be the same. One, we're going to want to put you on a Vector launch monitor to find out what your swing speed, what your trajectory. how you swing the golf club, you know, whether you need help with offset or what have you, and then get you on a lie board to try to find out what the lie angle is that you need. And then we need to try to narrow it down by just asking you some questions. You know, what type of price range are you wanting to be in? We can fill any void that you're looking for just by giving us a price range. There's tons of great products in all different price levels. So once you give us that, then we can narrow it down and say, okay, here's several different golf clubs within that price range that we think will fit your golf swing, and then let you test those golf clubs and see which one you like. We want you walking out of Edwin Watts Golf doors extremely happy and confident with the purchase that you made.
And I agree with that completely. Unfortunately, he lives in San Gabriel, California, and there are no Edwin Watts golf stores there.
That is unfortunate for him and us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we'd be able to take care of him.
But, you know, I've referred many people to find a place to go get yourself fitted, go on the launch monitor, go and find out all this information, get it written down and continue your shopping, find what you like, and then talk to Kenny and see if those are the best recommendations because, you know, you're not working on a commission here, right?
No.
Right. So you want to just make sure that everybody's happy with what they get so that they can come back and shop more with your company.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want somebody that's unhappy with their fitting process because
exactly.
At the end of the day, they're going to look at you as being accountable. So we want them to be extremely happy and confident that they got the right products. And I think that we've been doing this long enough that we're able to do that, and we feel very confident with what we suggest.
Good, good. Hey, Richard Hickey of Laconia, New Hampshire, is going to be playing in a golf match in the spring in which they'll be using old Persimmons drivers and woods. And he wants to know, of today's golf ball manufacturers, who makes a ball that will respond well to these wood clubs? Distance isn't a priority. It's more feel and being able to work the ball left and right are what's important. What can you advise?
Yeah, the reason that I wanted to use this question is I just think it's great that they're actually going to do that. I think that would be absolutely fun. I haven't heard of anybody doing that where you actually use old technology in a golf tournament with the old Persimmon woods. One, you're going to find out how, if you're bad with metal woods, you're going to be really bad with Persimmon woods. I have hit them not too long ago, and it's amazing the difference that technology does make. As far as testing, nobody's tested Persimmon woods with the new golf balls, so there's not an easy answer there. I would definitely look for something that is a little bit softer, whether it be a Pro V1 or the Callaway new IX golf ball that they've just come out with, or Nike's golf ball, Precept, you name it, any of the higher-end golf balls where they have a little bit softer feel would probably work a little bit better for that. But as far as recommending which one has more spin or less spin with that technology, I'm not. I have no information on that whatsoever. I do think it's exciting, though. That would be a really, really fun tournament to play in.
Now, I know I've had a chance to tour your plant over there, and you guys have a lot of ancient clubs and antique clubs. If you had the opportunity to just go and say, I want to play with this one and I want to play with this one and just see what they feel like and play with those?
We have tons and tons of...
Yeah, it's amazing, what you have
in
that
warehouse. Late 1800, early 1900 golf clubs. And I actually own a Titleist, it's called a Titleist Tour Model Persimmon driver. It's at my house right now.
Really?
And I hit it a couple of years ago, just took it out there joking around on the driving range. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a different ball game.
Really?
It's definitely a different ball game.
Hmm. That's so interesting. All right. Now, let's talk about this last question that came in from Scott Horn. Because he wanted to, and I want to talk about the discount that we've been offering to our listeners for quite a while, and telling them that if they go to the page on Edwin Watts Golf at edwinwattsgolf.com/golfsmarter, it explains how to get the discount. And he has purchased before, he's used his 10% discount and free shipping opportunities, and he went back and it said you're only allowed to do it once. That's not the case, is it?
No, it's not the case.
And we're going to make some changes to how that works, correct?
That is correct. In his case, that was not the case. There was an issue with the shipping discount. But with that being said, we are going to make some changes with the discount code on the website.
Okay.
So starting with this episode, Mm-hmm. And we'll run that for, I think you and I agreed that 2 months was fine. That would get everybody a chance to be able to catch up on the shows and listen to them. And what we want to do is we want people to be able to use this code to get products at a discount, but yet we want to make sure that the people, you know, that they're listening to the show. And one way to be able to drive some of that traffic is to, you know, make them have to get the code by listening to the Golf Better podcast. So starting with this show, the coupon code that they're going to have to enter, and it is case sensitive, so it will be in all caps, but it will be GSMART1, the numeric number 1. So GSMART1 will be the coupon code that you enter to get your discount.
And that will run until June 1st. Okay, so it'll be March and fine. April.
Correct. That'll be good.
Okay. So then now, but with that, let's make sure the audience is very clear about this, is that you receive 10% off of all your purchases, and you can do it as many times as you'd like. Just there are some restrictions that apply. Some club manufacturers will not allow for discounts, whether it's Edwin Watts or any other retailer.
It's not us.
No.
It's definitely the manufacturers. They have what's called MAP, which is manufacturer's advertised price, and then they have what's called MSP, which is manufacturer's sale price. And I will say that there are a lot more manufacturers that are going with this MSP policy to be able to curtail all of these other companies that sell stuff at really low prices. It affects their brand equity. So they want everybody to be on a level playing field and let service be the key selling feature. So I think it's very, very good. But if we can't give you the discount, trust me, we want to give it to you, but we can't in some instances.
Okay, but you still will offer free shipping to our listeners as well.
That is correct. Some restrictions apply on some of those as well.
Yeah, international things, there's some problems
correct.
With that. But so again, if you would like to get your 10% discount on your purchases at Edwin Watts Golf, make sure that when they ask you for a code, you enter GSMART1, all caps, and the number 1, GSMART1, and that will be through June 1st, 2008. And when we go to that episode at the beginning of June, we will offer you a new code, okay? And that way we make sure that everyone is up to date and not going, hey, I heard an episode back in January of 2007 and I want my discount. So we're just trying to track how many people are listening. But we also want to give away product. And that's one of my favorite parts of this program. And right now, it's been a while since we've announced that we're going to be giving this away so we can get people warmed up to the Golf Better program. And it's also the TaylorMade burner driver is something that was talked about on the year in review programs as being something that flew off the shelves throughout 2007.
One of the hotter drivers out there.
And it is reflected in the amount of entries that we received. I'm just ecstatic about this. I know people who are longtime listeners and have yet to have an opportunity to win, they're going to be frustrated by this, and I apologize. But I took all these and sorted them randomly. Kenny, you get to pick between number 1 and number 561. We had 561
entries. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I love that.
And what I'm most excited about is there were 130 entries of people that have never entered one of our drawings before. So welcome to the program, and best of luck to all of you. Kenny, it's up to you. Now, I think because we had so many, we should give away like a dozen of these. But I don't think we can do that. So
I'm laughing with you.
Thank you.
Not against you.
No, you're laughing at me. So why don't we go ahead and I'll let you pick number 1 to 561. I sorted them randomly. And what are you going to come up with?
I mean, they get mad either way, but that's a high number we haven't been at before. I think it's wonderful. I'm going to go high. Let's go 550.
All right. Number.
And you sort them. I mean, so it's
I do.
Not like the 550th guy gets chosen.
No. It's not sorted. It's a random sort. So it has nothing to do with when they entered, what their name is, or anything like that. So this one is going to go out to White Plains, New York, and it is Rick Dorchak, or Dorchak. Rick, you have just won yourself a new TaylorMade burner driver. Congratulations to you. And when you get in touch with Kenny about this, you can select lots of different things.
Loft, flexed hand, all of that. So congratulations, Rick. Good job.
Awesome. Awesome.
He's glad I picked 550. Guarantee
yes.
it.
Yes, he is. And he never thought he was going to be 550. All right. And but now we're going to go to every episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. We're going to give away a new product. And this time we're going to give away what?
We're going to give away the new Cleveland HiBore XLS Hybrid, something we talk an awful lot about on this show. One of the most versatile golf clubs in the golf bag. So you're going to be able to pick your loft, hand, flex, whatever you need. And I've got one in my hand right here that would make somebody very happy.
All right. And the winner is Fred Green. Awesome.
Yes,
good. Get replace my 4-iron with a Cleveland HiBore XLS Hybrid. Thank you. Congratulations. Oh, so if you would like
you're
to
an employee of the show or any affiliate of the show, you are not qualified for giveaways.
Oh,
you forgot that small
text. I did forget that. So if you would like to win my club, the one I'll give it up for you. If you'd like to win a Cleveland HiBore XLS Hybrid of your choice, and if you'd like to check it out, go to page 24 of the January catalog of Edwin Watts Golf, and make sure that you have signed up to receive your catalog so you can look along and sing along with us.
And which the catalog is free. You can sign up on our webpage. So I ask everybody if you don't receive our catalog to go there and request it.
Right. And if you've not heard this before, that the email addresses and the address when you enter, we give that information over to Edwin Watts Golf so they can keep you informed of what's going on. But to enter, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the word contest. And once you're there, fill out the shipping information and your verification code and click submit. And if you have any other things you'd like to tell us, we'll be happy to look into that too. So, again, the deadline for entry is Wednesday, March 5th, and we'll announce the winner on the show on March 6th. And when we publish it, you don't have to listen on March 6th, but if you won and you listen, you'll be very excited. Okay.
Are we going every 2 weeks or once a month?
We're going every 2 weeks.
On the giveaway?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, every show. Every show, we're going to be giving stuff away.
All right, sounds good.
Did you not get the memo, Kenny?
No, I didn't get the memo, but that's fine. Hey, I love giving stuff away.
All right, well, good, because you just committed to it.
So we're all about the free stuff.
We're all about the free stuff. And it's not just going to be Ask Kenny, although we please invite you to...
Yeah, I will tell you this. We've got some exciting partners coming on board to do some things with us, and hopefully going to have some tour players on here to
really?
Be able to ask them some questions. Absolutely.
That makes me nervous.
We will have some tour players on here, and then the engineers with the big companies and
like
talk about their products and see if we can learn a thing or two, which we have over the course of the last year.
Oh, my gosh. And I think the audience has also learned a lot, and they appreciate the fact that we're not that we're bringing on the people who really know best as opposed to just people who are reviewing clubs.
Right, because they know I don't. So let's bring on the pros.
Absolutely. I think it's awesome. All right, Kenny. Well, it was great to speak to you again, and we'll have to wait 2 weeks, but we will talk. And please send in your questions. And to let you know, we are running out of the Golf Smarter Edwin Watts Golf hats. And because now Ask Kenny is part of Golf Better, there are going to be Golf Better Edwin Watts Golf hats that we're going to be giving away soon when we get them done. So if you haven't received yours yet, hang on.
Blame me.
Yeah, no. We're going to change this over. But also to let you know, if you do have a Golf Smarter hat, hang on to it because it's a collector's item now. And send us pictures of you wearing it. We love that stuff. So we're going to have new hats made as well. So it's just everything's happening, and we're doing this on a regular basis, which I love, and we have more time to do it. Kenny, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, buddy.
Thanks, Fred. Take care. Really enjoyed it.
Really enjoyed it too, Kenny. Thanks so much. We love to hear your feedback about how we're doing on the show, how you like the Ask Kenny segments, and if you have any specific requests for manufacturers that you'd like to hear from, please let us know. We also love to see the feedback in iTunes. If you have any comments about the show and thoughts that you'd like to share with other listeners who are looking for this kind of content, please write a review in iTunes. We'll see you in a couple weeks for another episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf.